dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Dear listeners, today in this show, we're going to be talking about the need for leadership in moral and social areas. And we say that, you know, the need for prophethood or the imams, the need for prophets and imams. We know that within us, within our being a human being, in addition to knowledge and wisdom, other motives called instincts also exist. The instinct of self-love, for instance, the instinct of anger and harshness, the instinct of lust and multiple other instincts, right? They all exist within our creation, within our body and within our being. Now, without doubt, if we do not control our instincts and they dominate over us, even our knowledge and intellect will be imprisoned. And the human being, like the oppressors of the history and even today's time, oppressors who drop the nuclear weapons and nuclear armament on the nations, oppressors like America, ruthless oppressors, they will be, you know, changed into wolves, the human beings, just like them, who are far more dangerous than the wolves of wilderness. We need a teacher to learn ethics. We need a model so that we can learn from him according to the principle whereby one narrates something and others follow. A perfect and disciplined human being, from every point of view, is required to take our hand upon this way, which is full of twists and turns, brothers and sisters, and we know that, and we realize that. We're living this life. It's got like all ups and downs, all twists and turns, all types of trials and tests, right, that we're faced with. And this perfect and disciplined human being needs to help us prevent the rebellion of our instincts. You know, the instincts of anger, harshness, self-love, lust, and all those greed, you know, all those instincts, okay? That's what we need, a perfect human being to hold our hand and walk us on this dangerous path of living this life. His principles, let's talk about them. His deeds and his words should give direction to our hearts. It's not just taking our hand and forcefully taking us on that direction. No, that's not a forceful path. It has to do with the hearts of the human beings. This perfect human being, this perfect being sent by Allah, this divine personality sent by Allah, should interact with our hearts and give direction to these hearts. This teacher should nurture us. This teacher should instill courage, bravery, friendship with other human beings, your peers, brotherhood, forgiveness, loyalty, courteousness, and correctness, trustworthiness, and purity within our souls and spirits. He needs to instill that. And he is the only one who is capable of doing it to the level that it is required to be. What person other than a pure and immaculate prophet could be chosen to be such a teacher and guide? Think about it, honestly. Look throughout the books of the history. Look at the characters of these prophets and how they led their lives and how they guided the other people. Who else is going to be there other than these prophets and imams that we have, sent by Allah for our guidance? For this very reason, it is not possible that God not show his mercy to us and prevent us from the existence of such leaders and teachers. We're going to take a short break, and once we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the social aspect of this leadership that we just talked about in the moral context. Now, take a short break, and we'll be back. Stay with us.
The Prophet's beautiful character, in the words of Sheikh Hamza Yusuf.
He always looked at people and smiled and made them feel joyful. He never made people feel depressed. He laughed at things that they laughed at. He told jokes. He liked to yamzahu. And Aisha said, "Kana mazahan fil bayt." He was always joking with us in the house. An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qalu, "Amzahu wa la aqulu illa al-haq." I joke, but I never tell a lie in my jokes. Always I speak the truth. A man came to me, he said, "Ya Rasulullah, a'inni jamalak." Let me borrow a camel. He said, "U'atika warada naqa." I'll give you a baby of a she camel. He said, "What would that benefit me, a baby of a she?" Because he wanted to ride it. He said, "Doesn't every camel, isn't that a baby of a she camel?" Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then another time, a woman, ajuz, came up to him and said, "Ya Rasulullah, adkhul al-jannah? Am I going to go to paradise?" He said, "La tadkhulanna al-jannah, ajuz. Old women don't go to paradise." And she became so upset. And then he laughed and said, "Satadkhulina shabba. You're going to go in young and youthful." And then she was happy. He laughed at things. One man came to me and said, "Ya Rasulullah, halaktu." He said, "Mada had waqa'tu zawji fi Ramadan." I slept with my wife in Ramadan. And I made an oath that I wouldn't. And I hadn't made the takfir. Because in Sharia, you have to make the kafara if you do a dhihar or the ilah or anything that prohibit a man from a wife. He said, "What did you do? Ma hamalaka ala dharika? What made you do that?" He said, "Ya Rasulullah, ra'ayta bayada hijlayha fil qamri. He said, "I saw my wife in the moonlight and I couldn't help myself." And the Dahika Rasulullah, he laughed at the man. He said, "La taf'al dhalika. Kaffir. Go and do your the expiation." That was his nature. Even when people came mudhnibun, the man was in a state of sin. But he was showing his humanity by letting this man feel Babu rahmatullah wasi'a anta bashar. He was just letting him know, "You're a human being. You made a mistake." That's what he did with people. He made them realize that the doors of rahmah are open. Da'im al-fikra, he was always reflecting. He didn't take rest like other people. He was concerned about his ummah. He never spoke about anything that was unnecessary. He had long periods of silence. He used to open his words and close them with a full expression when he spoke. He spoke with comprehensive words, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He never had excess. He was never of a loss of words. Dimithan, he had soft and gentle character. Dimithan akhlaq. And he, laysa biljafi, he was not harsh. He was not harsh. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not harsh. فَبِرَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. It's by a mercy of your Lord that you were gentle. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّ مِّنْ حَوْلِكَ. And if you were harsh-hearted, they would have fled from around you.
إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ نَهْرًا مِّنْ لَبَنْ إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ نَهْرًا مِّنْ لَبَنْ لِعَلِيٍ وَحُسَيْنٍ لعلي وحسين وحسن.
Welcome back to your listeners. Before the break, we were talking about that who is going to be a better choice when it comes to our nurturing of our ethics, our morals, and our qualities, the humanistic qualities that we possess inside us, and fight those instincts that make us selfish and greedy. Who is that perfect being, or who is that required being who can help us tread through this journey? And we said, no better than the prophets of God and the imams sent by the prophet for our guidance. Now, we're going to talk about the social aspect or socio-political aspect of this rulership and of this guidance and of this leadership. Okay. Now, a human society is a complex entity. Okay. It's got different layers. It's got different dimensions. It's got like crisscross, all you can think of, right? Now, we realize that every individual of the society deserves guidance. Nobody should be deprived of guidance. And unfortunately, if you look at the quote-unquote mainstream media today, they're misguiding people. They're intruding in their personal lives, giving direction to their thought process, taking their hearts in a way where their lives have become hell for themselves, right? Now, this guidance at the social level, every human being deserves that. At top of that, the entire society stands in need of social guidance as well. So it's not just individual level guidance. We're talking about the direction of the society. Okay? Which way the society at large is facing? Where are we going as a cruise ship? Okay? There we have a concept of government, rulership, in some form and shape. Okay? So this government is what determines which way this society is moving. What is the direction of the society? Right? Now, the question is that who is the person who will define the path and direction of the society? Okay? Should it be a person who is far from perfection and he himself is a victim of his desires? Or does it, or should it be a person who is a perfect human being, like prophets and imams, or somebody who's close to perfection? So the question is, who should it be? Who will define the path and direction of the society? A person who does not have enough knowledge, or someone who has divine knowledge, the knowledge of prophets and imams? No doubt, prophets are the most suitable choice for running societies. A society cannot be run without a leader, we know that. The question is, which kind of leader do we need? Do we need those selfish, self-centric, and leaders who look out for their own personal benefits before anybody else? Or do we need prophets who sacrifice themselves for humanity? After prophets, who do we have? The last prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he departed, who do we have? We have imams. Imams, the infallible imams, who are the perfect imams. And once the 12th imam, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, he went into occultation, who do we have? We have a conditions-fulfilling jurist. Okay? So this is how Islam has designed to guide the society. This is the framework. This is the mechanism through which Islam guides the society at large, through the rulership of somebody who's perfect or close to perfection. Thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. Thank you.